If you've traveled within the U.S. last year, you may have noticed the number of add-on fees and surcharges has been growing at hotels. According to one study, all those fees brought an extra $2.6 billion to the bottom line of the hotel industry. CivilBeat.org reporter Stuart Yurton has the story in today's Reality Check. Hi there, Stuart.
Aloha. Thank you very much.
So do all hotels have the fees to get parking or maybe access to fitness or other things that once upon a time might have just come with your room?
Well, not all the hotels have the fee, and that's part of the issue. Some charge it, some don't. And they also vary on what they charge the fee for.
So this is strictly the purview of the hotel to decide, A, whether to charge fees, and B, what for?
Yes, that's right. So some hotels charge for, as you said, the pool or the fitness center or other things that are really resort amenities that people have associated with them. And in other cases, hotels include all of that. And other hotels charge for things that aren't quite what you think of as resort amenities.
What would those things be?
Well, we see hotels that list things like the in-room safe or the in-room coffee as part of what you're paying $10, $15, $20, as much as $30 for.
And, Stuart, does it make a difference, you know, sort of what type of hotel we're talking about, you know, midline, lower-end budget hotel, or even a high-end resort?
Well, I spoke to one property manager, and he said the luxury end, they really don't want to charge the resort fees. The Hale Kulani Hotel here does not charge a fee. The Kahala Hotel doesn't charge a fee, but other hotels do that we think of as luxury, like the Royal Hawaiian charges a resort fee.
When you say resort fee, I mean, are we talking parking? I mean, because you can go all over the country and you know, $10 on the low end if you're lucky, maybe 40 or 50 if you're in a major area.
Right. Well, that's in addition to parking. So the parking would cost, at the Royal Hawaiian, for instance, costs an additional fee, and then the resort fee is in addition to that.
So for consumers who may find themselves not calculating properly because they thought the room was going to be X amount of dollars a night, and now they find out that it's Y with all the other fees, how are consumer and travel groups reacting to all this?
Well, the consumer groups are pretty upset about it, and a group in D.C., is lobbying pretty heavily. The lobbyist said that travelers are, quote, getting screwed. A travel writer I spoke to was pretty clear about it. She said that it seemed like just a way for the hotels to make money. Locally, Senator Gil Riviere has sponsored legislation to try to make the fees more transparent and to make the fees apply to the transient accommodation tax, or the TAT, or the hotel tax, which right now the fee is not taxed under the TAT.
So, which means to say that this is likely going to come up next session.
It's possible. The legislation didn't really get any traction this time around, but it could come up again.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see. Thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
And that was Stuart Yurton from CivilBeat.org. Every day we bring you a reality check.